Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
You have some advice for people that have a long distance friendship?
I wouldn't say I lost them because of moving abroad, but I did lose some people. You already had like friends visiting you in Lisbon?
No.
Oh. But you didn't like them. With another breakup.
Had you had an idea that she would end up moving here because of it?
No.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about long distance friendship and how the distance can affect your friendship. And we have a very special guest today because it's one of my best friends from the Netherlands, and her name is Valerie. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yay!
As you can hear, she's very excited. Can you tell a little bit about yourself?
I'm Valerie, like 31 years old, from Groningen. Yeah. And the best friends from Anna. We moet het zo dichtbij.
You said Groningen better than, like, the way I can understand it, more than the way you
said
it.
I say it in the Dutch way, but you said it in the English way, like the tourist.
Like Groningen.
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 It's like the Germans, how the Germans say.
Groningen. Groningen.
Groningen.
Groningen.
Groningen.
And where do you work?
I work at the Levi's shop.
Nice.
I'm curious, how did you guys meet and how long have you guys been friends?
We meet at, it was like Pull&Bear, I think.
Yeah, it was where we worked. Yeah,
where we worked at the Pull&Bear shop.
But we knew each other before.
Yeah.
Because of just going out, nightlife.
Friends, yeah, you friends.
But wait, how did you guys met at work? But you said you guys knew each other before.
Yeah, we knew because we are from a small town. Groningen is very small. So we knew each other already from like nightlife. And we had another friend. She worked in nightlife. And then you worked in nightlife.
Yeah. I worked in
nightlife. She forgot.
We both worked in nightlife. It was another life.
It was so long ago.
Oh my God.
It was long ago.
Yeah, we were very long.
We were very young.
Yeah, still.
So that's... We knew each other from then, but then I think we started more like to hang out more when we worked at Pull&Bear.
Yeah, that's true.
And then after Pull&Bear, we became friends.
Yeah, because of a breakup.
Yeah, because we both had a really bad breakup. And I think that kind of like was kind of like
what brought you guys together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we were on the same boat. Mm-hmm. And I remember it very well because it was her birthday.
Yeah.
And she didn't invite many people because she was like heartbroken and depressed. And then she invited me and some other friends. And I think since then we never stopped talking and hanging out. And I think we saw each other every week.
Yeah, every week.
Okay. So how long have you guys been friends? How many years?
That was the end, well, kind of fall 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's been more than 5 years. Six. Okay.
I think six.
Six.
Yeah. Okay. No. Nice. Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's been a while, actually.
We're having fun.
All right. Well, let's go back to the moment that Anna decided to move to Lisbon. Was it a surprise to you? And were you immediately supportive? Or did you need some time to adjust to the idea?
It was definitely not a surprise for me. I saw it already coming when you, yeah, say it. Yeah. Oh, fuck, it was... I think I was supportive when you said it to me, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, go.
But she knew that...
I knew it already that you, yeah.
Because yeah. It took also some time for me to find a place and do yeah. research. Mm-hmm. So I think I already spoke about it with you. I didn't share it with everybody, of course, but you knew.
Yeah, I knew, yeah.
I'm curious, so all the times that Anna came to Lisbon to visit, like, had you had an idea that she would end up moving here because of it?
No.
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 Aww. <What's it? laughs> No, I'm so happy for her. So, yeah, it's nice. So, yeah.
But when she said that she was going to move, you knew?
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, it was not a surprise for me.
Okay.
No, I think you did it like 6 weeks here, like a short vacation to try it, if you like to live here.
For oh, was it like during COVID?
Yeah, I think so. Like you moved like yeah, moved here for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I like think it Airbnb. Was something like six, yeah. seven, eight, something
and
like
then
that.
Then was like okay, yeah, already feels if you that you live here, so.
Yeah, but that was like way before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you also visited me.
Yeah.
With another breakup.
Yeah. Yes, it's true. Oh my God, so depressed.
Lots of breakups,
oh
huh?
Oh my God, yeah.
We survived a lot together in that 6 years, honestly. Like,
well, yeah.
I think you had two or three, I had also two.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
But now we're good.
Two or three in the 6 years? Jeez.
I know, right?
You guys are going through them.
It is.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious. How did the distance influence your friendship?
Let me think.
What is it like now that she's not there? Like, in regards to the same amount of, like, talking on the phone or communicating?
Yeah,
or is it
yeah. yeah, we have our, like, group chats. And we all be talking there, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we call, but not that much. It's like, if we need something or we need each other, then we call, yeah.
No.
Or sometimes we FaceTime, but also not that much, so...
Is it the same as it was before, or is it different?
A little bit different. Before we saw each other like every week when you still lived in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same because we lived really close.
Yeah.
So, and also before you worked like super close to my house. So you would always like cycle.
Oh yeah.
Like through... Like, mm-hmm. how do you say? Like past my house. Mm-hmm. So then she would always call me like... Do you want to have a drink or are you at home?
Like a beer in the sun.
Yeah.
And did you guys live really close to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 5 minute,
yeah,
5 minutes. Cycle.
Yeah, cycle.
15 minute walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the terminology. In the Netherlands, it's a cycle time and walk time.
Exactly.
Not drive time.
15 euro Uber ride. So.
Oh my God, yeah.
For the two streets.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know. So we never, we always cycled.
Or walked, yeah.
Or walked, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you lose friends after moving abroad? Abroad? Is that good? Abroad? Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say I lost them because of moving abroad, but I did lose some people, like, in the almost 2 years that I've been here now. But I think it's not because of the distance, but it made it kind of like easier in a way that to create the distance, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, because I'm not living there anymore. So it's like easier to, how do you say? Well, I did lose some friends like in the almost 2 years that I've been here, but I don't think it's because I moved abroad. I think I would have lost some people regardless, but I think the distance made it kind of like, well, easier, so to say, to kind of like take a step back, because you don't see the person all the time anymore. It's like easier to distance yourself. So I think it's, yeah, it had some influence on it, I would say. Yeah. How about you? Did you already lose some people on the way?
For me, living in Los Angeles, there people always come and go. And my friends who I've been friends with the longest for like 15, 20 years, they had actually already moved out of California. So what was left for me in California was like mostly my family. That's there, so I'm not gonna lose my family.
Yeah, but course.
The friends that I still have there, I still communicate with them like on social media kind of thing, so I don't feel like I've lost them. I just don't see them.
Yeah, exactly. But have you already had like friends visiting you in Lisbon?
No.
Oh.
I mean, luckily for you guys, it's only like a 3-hour flight. For me, it's like an 11-hour flight for people to come. And ticket prices to come here are very expensive. So hopefully someone will come soon.
Hello. Yeah, but I also feel like a lot of Americans go to Europe. So maybe they can do like a Europe trip and then visit you.
Well, some do, but the majority of Americans, they stay don't there. Leave. Mm. And most of them don't even have their passports. And the only reason that they've started to get their passports is because we had to have passports to go to Mexico. Because before, you didn't need a passport to go to Mexico. But they changed the law, so then people actually started getting their passport.
Okay.
But most Americans don't leave America.
Well, I think now they will.
Yeah. If they can.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's move on.
We're not going into that.
No.
Today.
Okay. What do you miss most about not living close to each other anymore?
Not the spontaneous drinks at your doorstep.
Is that like the kind of the front garden kind of?
Little garden.
You mean like the back or the front?
The front.
Yeah, because I had like a little. It's not really a yard, but it's like at the front door was like a little space where you could sit, and I would always have sun there. Yeah. I mean, if the sun is shining, I mean, we're talking about the Netherlands, so it's not that often. But if there was sun, that was like our tanning spot, and we would just sit like there and people watch and like
beer.
True Dutch people do. Real Dutch people.
That's so funny. I actually had a little area in my apartment in LA. It's like a front porch area as well. It's so interesting.
Would you sit there?
Oh yeah, I would sit there. But mine was covered in bushes, so it was like a privacy kind of thing. So I would just sit there and then feed the squirrels and watch the birds.
That sounds so romantic because mine was just like public.
Oh.
And people would walk by. We're like, hello.
So what was it like for you?
For me, it's just like you said, like the spontaneous things, because it was so easy to just see each other. And now it's like we need to plan like a whole trip and stay at each other's places. And yeah, sometimes you just want to call and like, hey, do you want to go for dinner? Do you want to go for coffee? And also, I think during the day, we spend a lot of time like for lunch or something and just go for a walk, or just the little things in life that's, you know, that we used to do. Yeah, exactly.
The summer parties.
And you guys like parties. The same music, right?
Yeah.
So that really helps, yeah. But we're going to a party this week.
Yeah,
so.
Oh my God.
Oh, nice.
Bringing back the old memories.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, can you tell me, Valerie, what's your favorite memory that you guys have together?
Ooh. That's a lot of memories.
Think about it.
In 6 years.
Valencia, the vacation.
The holiday.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, that was like after COVID, right?
Yeah. I think the parties. I don't know so much. Like here, Lisbon was also very nice memories.
Mm-hmm.
So
And going to the beach in our hometown.
Yeah, to the beach.
We spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, with beer.
With beer. Sangria.
Yeah. Oh my god, sangria, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, so much.
What about for you, Anna?
Yeah, it's hard to choose, but I think if I think about our memories, I think about the funny things that we've experienced together. And one thing that stands out for me is when we were in Valencia and we rented a bike, like Dutch people do. It was these bikes that were kind of like in a, hoe noem je dat, stalling? In a, well, let's say you could just pay and then take them out. It was like a whole...
Yeah, like a bike rack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We were looking for
For the English word.
Bike rack.
Bike rack, yeah.
It's a very literal translation also from Dutch. But sometimes it doesn't work, so I wasn't sure. But there was like a huge bike rack and it was like full. And we took bikes from there and then we cycled to the beach because Valencia is quite flat. So it's like perfect also for Dutch people to cycle. So we went to the beach and then we saw like... in the bike rack at the beach, it was pretty much empty. So we were a bit afraid that if we would leave the beach, then maybe there was no bike left. And it was kind of far also from our Airbnb. So what we did, we locked the bikes on a pole that was standing there at the beach, not knowing that we had to pay for the bikes every hour. That was so stupid, because normally if you put them in the rack, it's kind of like they know that you put it there, so then you don't get charged.
Oh, so you thought by putting it on the pole you wouldn't have to pay?
Yeah.
Well, not specifically that we didn't have to pay, but we didn't know how it worked. And the only thing that was on our mind was like, we should put it somewhere that people can take it, because maybe if we go home, there's no bicycles in the rack. So that's why we locked it on a pole. And then I think in the end we didn't even get charged, because probably also that company was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because we paid with credit card and was like no transaction or anything. Yeah. So I think we got very lucky, because otherwise we would have paid like hours and hours, because we stayed on the beach the whole day.
Oh my goodness.
Dutch people be like.
And don't forget the cockroach.
Oh, yes. That was also in Valencia.
Yeah,
there was like,
what happened?
Yeah, you can tell that story.
I packed something out of a bag. I was like, there were flew like a, I thought it was like a moth. Is moth?
Moth.
Moth. Yeah. But it's like, it was like the cockroach.
It was so big.
It was flying.
It was flying like
a flying cockroach.
Oh my god, my eyes. I was like, what the fuck was that? And after that, it was walking on the wall. And I was like, what the fuck? And so we Edward.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The lady
from the house, from the Airbnb, and she was gonna grab
the sweeper
and do it like this on the wall. And he was like, what the fuck, don't do that, because all of they can have little babies.
Oh. If you kill them.
Yeah, if you kill like a cockroach, they can have little babies.
How do you know this?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I don't know.
I knew about spiders, like some spiders. Ooh, if they're carrying their babies.
Yeah, but also like that.
Oh, it's so shit. Bad. But you can't kill cockroaches. Those things are...
These things are huge, and yeah. It was so disgusting. It was in our room, and I remember that lady, she didn't speak a word English. We didn't speak Spanish. Yeah. So we were like, come, like, help. And like, showing her, like, on the wall.
Crying at my bed.
And she was like, And then she came with, like, that sweeper, and it was so funny.
Oh, so God. She killed the cockroach?
Yeah, I think she did it in the end.
But it was so... Oh my god.
But also, I think for that apartment, it was like Airbnb, and I think we paid like €300 for it for a week. It was crazy. It was so cheap.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's why, because there were cockroaches.
You get what you pay for.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm curious, what did you guys think of Valencia? When I went to Valencia, I thought it was very beautiful, but I didn't really care for the people that much. What was it like for you?
Ooh.
It was beautiful. It was. Yeah. I liked it.
But the people?
Oh, the people. I don't know anymore.
No, I don't remember. I think one time we went to a party, right? You don't remember?
I don't remember. I remember Aqua de Valencia, but...
I still have pictures and videos that we went to a bar, but I don't remember if it was like...
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God! Yeah, I forgot! It was like with that man with that fake microphone, like... was singing like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anymore, but I don't remember if they were like Spanish people or just more internationals.
I don't know either.
I think it was mostly Spanish when I was there.
Mm, but you didn't like them. That's what you said, right?
I didn't feel like welcomed there.
Oh, I get what you mean, because also when we went to, there was like a little bakery like in the corner of our apartment where we went sometimes for like breakfast or something, and the people they wouldn't really serve us, so we always had to go inside. They would help other people, but we were there waiting, and then we tried to like order also in Spanish to make like a little effort, because we could try, but then they weren't really happy with
it. I spoke Spanish, so that wasn't an issue. I don't know, it was just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excuse my voice, guys. I'm dealing with mold in my apartment.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we?
It's crazy. It's crazy. We were talking about Valencia and the people.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, this is the last one. Do you have some advice for people that have a long distance friendship? Can you give any advice for those?
Wow.
She's still figuring it out. She's
still
like
figuring out
how to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
you know.
Yeah, but I.
You have advice.
Oh. You didn't give her the questions beforehand.
I did. She didn't read it. Well, she did. You did read it.
I did read it, but I.
You didn't think of an answer. You only read it.
Yes. So bad. Oh my God, I don't know.
We forced her to be on the podcast. Yeah. She gets paid after this.
I hope you better give me pastel de nata. Pastel de nata.
Okay, I can pay you in pastel de nata. It's fine.
Well, Anna, can you give the audience some advice in regards to having a long distance friendship?
I can. I think, first of all, not every friendship is ready for it.
Mm. Oh. That's good.
I mean, I think from the moment that you're gonna move, you will know that some people will stay, and you know who these people are. But I think on the way you will already figure out that there's also people that you're gonna lose, and that's part of the process. But the real ones will stay no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, of course, I knew, like, with our friendship that would stay the same. And also because we visited Lisbon already so many times together, it's like you already had like a sense of where I was going. Your second home. Exactly. Yeah, so you already knew like what it was like. Mm-hmm. And like April said, it's not that far
for me, you know.
So that definitely helps. Mm-hmm. And I think what's important for a long distance friendship is just to stay like in touch as much as you can, mm-hmm. as much as you both can manage. And what we do now, I think we video call more than before.
Yeah, true.
And also what is funny, because we speak each other so much that when we had like our first dinner here, when she arrived and we were like, yeah, we don't really have anything to catch up on.
Because you guys talk so much every day. You're like, what are we talking about?
Okay, what are we going to talk? I don't know.
Yeah, so that was actually really funny, because of course we were super excited to see each other and to go out for dinner, because that's something that you can't do anymore, like spontaneous. Yeah. But then it's also, we are super comfortable, Jesus Christ, comfortable with just chilling, like in silence also. We are just so
that's
comfortable
when you know
with each other.
It's a good friendship, relationship, or anything, the fact that if you can just sit in silence and be comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, in my house, I'm not feeling pressured to, like, clean or whatever, like, to be, like, because I'm I like to have, like, a clean, organized place and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But when you came, I still had some laundry and I was fine with it. But normally I'm not fine with that.
About that. I don't care about that.
No. I know. No. So... So it's very chill now that we're together. There's no no pressure or anything. So my advice would be just make more time, like, to do, like, online calls FaceTime and just visit each other when you can. I think we saw each other already a lot, like, last year.
Yeah, because I've seen you. This is the second time I've seen her, and I've been here for a year and a couple months.
You've seen her more than your own friends.
I've seen her more than my family. So there's
it
that.
Says a lot. Yeah. That's when you know they're a real one.
Absolutely.
So
any last words that you guys want to give? Do you want to give any last words?
No.
No.
I don't know.
No. You're not going to say that you love me, huh?
Yeah, no.
You bitch. But she loves pastel de nata more, so.
Yeah.
And pound de cage.
Guys, well, this was so much fun. And it was really great to get to know you and to see the relationship that you guys have created over the past 6 years. And the fact that you guys are so close and still connected. I think that's really wonderful. Yeah.
It is.
And for all of you guys out there, if you are going to be moving abroad or moving to another city that's far away from your friends, just know to keep constant communication. And I mean, if you're really close, that will be a given. So and to just always be there for them, and then visit them if you can.
Yeah. Then your friendship will survive.
Yes. Yeah. So. All right, guys, well, we're going to end it there. And remember to like, share, and subscribe. We're going to end it there. And this is from Lisbon with love.
Thanks.
Till next time. Bye, guys.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.